Dr. Darlis Hofer, a board-certified urologist, is our guest this week on the Well One Connection. Dr. Hofer sees patients at HRMC's Physicians Clinic on the second Thursday of each month. He practices with urology specialists chartered in Sioux Falls. Dr. Hofer, as means of an introduction, let's just start from the very beginning. Why did you decide to become a urologist in the first place?
I was grew up on the farm in Bridgewater, South Dakota, and I just was, my mom was a school teacher, and I loved the farm, but I also loved learning, and my parents just taught me to, you know, value an education, and I just liked to learn, and was fascinated by medicine, and fascinated by the people, and especially the surgical specialties.
Talk a little bit about your education after high school.
Pretty much a traditional student, went to a college, got my degree in chemistry and math, the hard sciences, went to medical school. It was an exciting time, but very, very hard. And then I applied for surgical residencies, and they accepted a very good program at Northwestern in Chicago, which was, I was very proud of that, but it was a great program, great training, and it was a great time. Medicine and surgery was changing at the time. We're going from, you know, mostly open surgery to endoscopic surgery, but still a good amount of open surgery. And I just trained with a great group of professors and a great group of peer residents that were still all good friends. And it just was a, at that time in the late 80s, was just a golden time to be trained.
At that point, were you still looking at surgery as a possibility, or had you decided on urology?
I'd pretty much chosen urology right after or during the last year of medical school, and we had to decide what we wanted to do. And so my daughters asked me one time, they said, well, Dad, what do you want to be when you were growing up? What do you want to be? And I said, a urologist. And they kind of looked for a second, they believed me, and then they kind of saw that I was teasing them. So you choose what you want to be as you kind of go through medical school, and a lot of times you choose what you don't want to be first, and then you choose what you want to be. And I chose urology because it was a good combination of medicine and surgery, but also the patients were all pretty cool. You know, it was a larger group of men, that's true, but we did some women and did some kids, so there was some variety. But most of the time, most of the patients were pretty happy, and you could really do something to help them and make them significantly better with their problem. And they were just much appreciative of it and just really happy after they got better.
And when we say you're new to Huron, that's not exactly true. Please explain what we're talking about.
So when I was a first-year medical student, they had a program where they sent the medical students who had no clinical experience out into the community. And I, my lot led me to Huron. And it was just such an unbelievable time. I had a surgeon who was a mentor here who kind of took me under his tutorship, and his name was Dennis Cavanaugh, and he was just and then all the other doctors here in town, some are still here, most of them are gone, but Dr. Bob Holm and Dr. Bellier and a lot of those doctors were here, and they just took this green medical student and just taught me so much and just made it fun, but also showed me what medicine was really about. You know, because of that experience, been a special place to me. And then with my background of being, you know, from the Mennonite area, we always had relatives and some combined church functions up here. So even when I was a kid, we made the trip up here fairly often. So I knew the road pretty good.
Well, let's switch gears now and talk a little bit about your residency.
So we came back to Sioux Falls pretty much right away. And my wife, met my wife in residency, and she's actually a pediatrician. And so I had to kind of talk her to coming to South Dakota from Chicago, but it's worked out great. She loves South Dakota. She is a South Dakotan now, and it just worked out great. You know, I was able to come home. My parents were still on the farm, and it was just great to be home and just enjoy things the way I remembered it as a kid and a young man.
Well, you've been with urology specialists for 29 years. What made you decide to pick up an outreach clinic in Huron?
Dr. Jack Robbins was one of my partners, and he was in Huron full-time for the first 5 years of his career and then practiced 3 days a week, you know, for most of his career up here. And when he retired, he had such a large following up here, and such a large commitment to the community that he said, you know, we just can't abandon things. And so everybody had, you know, other commitments, but we said, okay, we're going to make this work. And so Dr. Bachholz comes up. I'm starting to come up because things are just such a demand and need up here. And we also know that from the other areas, such as Aberdeen and into further west, you know, it's just such a draw area. And for us to be able to come here just, you know, one day a week or, you know, several times a month, it just makes things easier for a lot of people to not to drive 200 miles.
Dr. Darlis Hofer, a board-certified urologist, has been our guest this week on the Well One Connection. Dr. Hofer sees patients in Huron at the HRMC Physicians Clinic on the second Thursday of each month. No referral is needed, and appointments can be made by calling 353-7660. You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.